It's Monday, September 12th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. In December of 2010, the classic Western movie True Grit was remade. The original came out in 1969, starring John Wayne and Robert Duvall. The new one stars Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon. Now, it's about a tough U.S. Marshal and a Texas Ranger who help a stubborn young woman track down her father's murderer in the late 1800s. And it's interesting that pretty much the entire soundtrack of the new movie is based off hymns, primarily the classic hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And what we're going to do this week is take a look at this particular hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. We're going to walk through it. We're going to study it and allow it to strike a worship nerve in our hearts so that we may never sing this hymn the same again. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms was written by a couple of late 19th century Presbyterians. Anthony Showalter was an elder in the First Presbyterian Church of Dalton, Georgia. Elisha Hoffman later became the pastor of Benton Harbor Presbyterian Church. In his spare time, he wrote thousands of hymns, including I Must Tell Jesus and What a Wonderful Savior, as well as Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, of course. Now, how these two friends came to work together on this hymn is a fascinating story. Listen to it. Showalter was a church music teacher who taught many throughout the South to sing gospel songs. Most of this time was spent in Georgia and Alabama. One day in 1887, he received letters from two of his students, both young men who had recently lost their wives. He loved his students, and he loved these boys right here, and so his heart just broke over the pain that these two fellows were experiencing. So he wanted to console them, and he went to Scripture. He opened up his Bible, and he turned to Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, which reads in the King James Version, "The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you." As he read this verse, Showalter imagined the refrain of a hymn, "Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms." Now, after writing to the grieving widowers, Showalter also wrote to his friend and fellow hymn writer, Elisha Hoffman, asking him if he could write verses for the refrain. It seems that Showalter was stuck. Like, he had the chorus, but he couldn't come up with anything else. So in time, Hoffman wrote back to him and sent the three stanzas, which Showalter put to music, and the result was the now famous hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a sweet song to sing. And what a proper reminder of where our strength in life comes from. Psalm 146, verse 3 through 5 says, "Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God." The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. May we sing this song with gladness. And in so doing, magnify the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.